614 here on The Hill. Aaron Keck with you this evening. We are live and local, especially live today because we got the guys from the Marathon Jam. Three of them, at least. John Santa, who started this whole thing, Keith Carroll, and Robert Welch. You can come to the American Legion Post on Legion Road in Chapel Hill this Saturday for the annual Marathon Jam. It begins at 1. It runs until 1. 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. 12 straight hours of music. It is an amazing time. You're not going to have any better time in Chapel Hill than if you head to the Marathon Jam on Saturday. It's all to raise money for the Fisher House, which gives housing for the families of veterans receiving treatments at VA hospitals. John, thank you so much for being with us
today. Thank you for having us, Aaron. You're the best. I really appreciate all your support. And folks, remember, American Legion Post 6, one of the few places in Chapel Hill with acres and acres and acres of free parking. So come on down and we'll save you spots you can park.
Not in the pond. Around the pond is fine.
Yeah.
So tell us how, so tell us about the Marathon Jam. For people who have not been to this thing, what happens? You walk into the door, what do you expect to see in here?
There'll be a circle of musicians playing, and I hope a bunch of y'all come. There'll be a circle of musicians playing, and we play for about 45 minutes, and one of the things we do, if there's people in the audience, you want to hear a certain song, we always say, write it on a $50 bill and pass it on up here, or make that check
They're
out.
They're not kidding.
Make it out to Marathon Jam, and we will play that song. Well, it's a fundraiser, and we'll be trying to raise $20,000. If we make $20,000 this year, we will cross the $150,000 mark.
Awesome.
For the 15 years or so we've been doing this, and actually, we're going to cross the 200,000 mark. Sorry, the 200 that 20 grand is
even
going to
more
put us
awesome.
Over $200,000. All of that stays in North Carolina. All of that has gone to the Fort Bragg Fisher House, the Camp Lejeune Fisher House, and it goes to help the families of first responders as well. So, what we do is play music for about 45 minutes, and then I've got wonderful little old ladies all around North Carolina who make me red, white, and blue quilts, and we'll bring up some veterans and first responders, and we'll tell the folks in the audience their stories, and there's not a dry eye in the house, and then wrap them up one of these red, white, and blue quilts, and let hopefully we'll have about 100 people stand up and give them a standing ovation for what they do for us. And folks, the only thing better than being there for those veterans is to literally be there for those veterans and stand and clap for them. That's really where we need you. We need your financial support, but you can do that from home. But boy, come on down, and because I'll tell you what, it's a powerful thing when they turn around and see people stand up. There's not a single veteran all the years I've been doing this that doesn't immediately burst into tears.
Yeah. And it really is one of the most joyous experiences that you can have.
Thank you.
What inspired you?
My dad was in the service. Mm-hmm. Don't make me cry, Aaron. He always make me cry. My dad was in the service, and I was at Carolina during Vietnam when I saw the way we treated a lot of the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always been a thing for me.
Yeah.
And and then a couple of years ago, I was teaching mandolin to the former fire chief of Chapel Hill, Dan Jones, who we missed tonight. And we were talking, sitting on his porch talking, and he was talking about being a firefighter, and he said, yeah, you always think of firefighters being the guys who rush up to the burning building and pull the little girl out, and 10 seconds later the building falls down. You don't think about the firefighter being the guy who is 10 seconds too late to pull the little girl out, and the building falls down. And I just looked at him and I said, my God, your guys have PTSD just like my guys do. And he said, yeah. And I immediately went to the board and said, we've got to start helping first responders, and we've been doing it ever since. So the chief will be there. He wraps a deserving firefighter that we recognize every year in a quilt, and this is my favorite part, folks. His mom makes the quilt that we wrap the firefighter.
That's awesome.
Which is just the best.
And the money raised from the Marathon Jam goes to the Fisher House and all the great work that they do, but you do work with the Marathon Jam kind of year-round, right? Going to VA hospitals? And,
Several years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, we have mobilized all these great musicians and these people and had this great turnout, and the wonderful people at the Legion and the VFW are so supportive of us. And I was like, man, there's got to be some way to use this talent and this energy for more than just a one-day-a-year event. And I hit on the idea of playing at the VA hospitals. And so I went to Durham, and there's a music therapist named Erica Dickens who's just been the best. She's fantastic. I always tear up when I talk about her. My highest recommendation for her would be if my dad was at that hospital, she is who I would want to be looking after my dad. She's fantastic, and she helped us get into the VA. And I am proud to tell you, we now cover, Marathon Jam musicians cover a huge swath of Central North Carolina. We play in VAs in Fayetteville. We play in the Durham VA. Robert Welch here leads the charge at the Kernersville VA twice a month, and then we're also in Salisbury. We play in Salisbury.
Awesome.
And we learned early on with these guys and these men and women, these brave men and women, that it's, music's just an excuse to get in there, but we, it's just so great to sit there and talk to them, hear their stories. And we obviously we play, and there's a lot of them like to play Stump the Band and make fools out of us, but as we always like to tell them, we never said we play it good, we just said we play it. Same thing goes with the Marathon Jam, folks. If you come up and go, I want to hear some Rodgers and Hammerstein, we'll give it a shot for you.
It's going to sound a lot like Watching the Water Rise, but I guarantee you it's Love Me Do.
Nothing wrong with that.
So speaking with John Santa, we've also got Keith Carroll and Robert Welch here in the studio. Robert, this is where you come in, right, when the Marathon Jam guys came to the VA hospitals, right?
Well, exactly. I was at the Durham VA suffering from a broken hip and broken shoulder and some other pretty serious medical problems, and I heard that a bluegrass band was in the house and playing down the hall, and I kind of lost interest in music, but decided to go down the hall just to see what was going on. Mm-hmm. John tells this story better than I do, but rolled down there. I was wearing my Kimmel Young Leisure suit, the Cranberry VA pajamas that are standard issue.
How long ago was this?
So this wasn't really that long ago.
Yeah,
this was
in 2.5-3 years?
Yeah, 2017, about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were playing, and I was watching them play and was focused pretty intently on the chord changes in their hands. And I was at the outer edge of the circle in a wheelchair, and the next thing I knew, I was up within about 2 or 3 feet of them and didn't quite know how I got up there. And
John's pretty magnetic.
He
was pretty funny, Aaron, because he's sitting there, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, this guy's he's making chords. And I was like, this guy's a guitar player. This guy's a guitar player. And I kept saying to Jesse, who's one of the great therapists up there, is like, Jess, you got to get him a guitar. Get him a guitar. And we finally got him a guitar. And he played a couple songs with us, and then we finished, and he leaned in, and he goes, I don't want to push my luck here, boys, but anybody got a guitar pick I can borrow? And we must have thrown about 40 picks at him, and I'm proud to say the last time I checked, he's still using that pick I gave him.
So. Nice.
I do indeed. I have it in my case. But they invited me to play with them the next couple of times that came to the hospital, and they brought me out of Egypt. They really did.
Yeah.
They brought me out of bondage, and I'm here today and trying to pay it forward and be involved in this great mission and ministry and keep it going. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, let's
your help, folks.
Let's hear another song. Robert, you want to take the lead on this one? What are we going to hear?
Sure. We can do a little Bob Dylan.
Sounds good.
By the way, folks, Robert's on mandolin and Keith's on the bass. I don't know. I think you probably said that.
Take this badge off me. knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Whiskey on the ground. I can't taste it anymore. See them dark clouds rolling over me. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feel I'm knocking on.
Knocking on heaven's door. That was Robert Welch with John Santin, Keith Carroll. Again, Marathon Jam this Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. to raise money for the Fisher House. More from the guys from the Marathon Jam as Live and Local continues after this on the Hill.